Shabbat Shalom. The parsha for this week is Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 1 through verse 1 through 5:26 or 6 and 7, depending on what version you're reading. When getting ready to read this parsha and setting up everything, I was a bit perplexed to something that got my interest. When I set up the schedule, there's two ways to look at the schedule, and the one I picked happened to be from the Jewish writings. That parsha ends with chapter 5, verse 26. However, most of the translations stop at verse 19. So I'm thinking, where are the missing verses? And the remainder is found in chapter 6 through verse 7. So that really sparked my interest. What does this passage of Scripture really have to say? So I had to focus in on that and find out what was in this mysteriously missing verses, you know, and so this is what it says. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by lying to his neighbor about what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or if he has extorted from his neighbor, or if he has found what he lost and lies concerning it and swears falsely in any one of these things that a man may do in which he sins, then it shall be because he has sinned and is guilty that he shall restore what he has stolen or the thing which he has extorted or what was delivered to him for safekeeping or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely, he shall restore its full value and one-fifth more to it and give it to whoever it belongs on the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering to a priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord, and he shall be forgiven for any one of those things that he may have done in which he trespasses. Breaking the ninth commandment, okay, lying, swearing falsely, regards the use of the tongue or your big fat mouth. It took two or three witnesses to swear, you know, for somebody to receive capital punishment. Word of God also says, and with two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now keep in mind that it's not just lying, but the misuse of the tongue can cause a lot of damage. You know, spreading rumors, things like that, falsely can do a lot of damage to somebody. Lashon hara, or evil speaking, you know, can do damage to people, you know. It can do a lot of damage. That old saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me, that's a lie straight from hell. Words are powerful. James 3:4 relates the tongue to the rudder of a ship. It says, look also at ships. Although they are large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot or the captain desires. So your tongue can direct where you go in life, the situations you might encounter, and can get you into trouble or get you out of it. Some of us are old enough to remember the Honeymooners and Jackie Gleason. What did he always say? I got a big mouth. And he did. And it got him into trouble more than once. Now, last year's scripture memory verse was Proverbs 18:1, which says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit. That's the power of attraction, negative or positive. It's like the power of gravity. It just is. You ever know anybody that was always negative? You know, and what happens? More negative stuff happens, more bad stuff happens. Well, what else is going to go wrong? And then pretty soon something else goes wrong, and it never ends. On the other side, positive. Doesn't mean nothing bad will ever happen, but more positive things happen than the negative if you keep, you know, speaking positive things. This week's memory verse goes kind of right along with last week, Mark 11:23 and 24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, that those things which he says shall be done, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, that being said, you can have whatever you say. Okay, you got to speak it and believe it in your heart, or better yet, your spirit. Now, back referring to our verses back before here, our scripture text. Okay, if you're a liar, or you have no problems telling a lie here and there, why should your spirit believe what you say with your mouth? If you tell enough so-called white lies, pretty soon you're going to be colorblind to the truth. And that'd be a good place to say amen. Matthew 12:37, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Why? For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Shabbat shalom.